Pentagon launches public website dedicated to UFO sightings. By Simon Kent on September 1, 2023. A website to provide official declassified information on UFOs, including pictures and videos of sightings, for the public to access was launched Thursday by the Pentagon. The official page will enable the public to interact with the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, a relatively new Pentagon office tasked with reviewing and analyzing UFOs. It will also provide an unrestricted mechanism for UFO reporting. The site can be found here. The Pentagon's own press release announcing the move states other content includes reporting trends and a frequently asked questions section, as well as links to official reports, transcripts, press releases, and other resources that the public may find useful, such as applicable statutes and aircraft, balloon and satellite tracking sites. As Breitbart News reported, in 2021 the White House said it took the existence of UFOs very seriously, just days after President Joe Biden dodged the question at a press conference. "We take reports of incursions into our airspace by any aircraft, identified or unidentified, very seriously and investigate each one," White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. Related, White House: "We take UFOs very seriously." The U.S. government, which now refers to UFOs by the name of Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAPs, has taken the presence of unknown flying objects more seriously in the past few years, as has Congress. In the Thursday press release, the Pentagon outlined it was committed to transparency with the American people on AARO's work on UAPs. This website will serve as a one-stop shop for all publicly available information related to AARO and UAP. The release reads, "And AARO will regularly update the website with its most recent activities and findings as new information is cleared for public release." The new online facility comes after the U.S. was accused of concealing a long-standing program that retrieves and reverse engineers unidentified flying objects during a former Air Force intelligence officer's testimony to Congress. Retired Major David Grushas told a House Oversight Subcommittee in July he was asked in 2019 by the head of a government task force on UAPs to identify all highly classified programs relating to the task force's mission. AP reports at the time Grushas was detailed to the National Reconnaissance Office, the agency that operates U.S. spy satellites. "I was informed in the course of my official duties of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program to which I was denied access," he said. Asked whether the U.S. government had information about extraterrestrial life, Grush said the U.S. likely has been aware of non-human activity since the 1930s. The Pentagon has denied Grush's claims of a cover-up. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.